Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Sunday Blessing with Yeshua. Today is March 23rd, 2014. I'm Jenny, and I'm here with Tammy and Cecilia. Hello, Tammy. Hello, Cecilia.
Hi, guys.
Hi. We're filling in for Glenda, who's teaching the Blessing Seminar in Corpus Christi, Texas, the very first time there as we speak. Well, I guess you all know that, otherwise you wouldn't be here now at this time. This is the fourth Blessing Seminar. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I think we're on the first. Yeah. Glenda and all the new Blessing Givers will be joining us at the half hour mark, and feels like it's going to be a very powerful blessing to me. I've been feeling the energy of this all week and all weekend. I don't know about you all, but feels pretty great to me. And I can only imagine what it's like for the Blessing Givers there and for Glenda. So the rest of you all on the call, if you'd like to get into the queue to share, please do so now. Press star 6. And then when you're ready to talk, press 1. And I don't see anybody on the queue yet, but I'm sure we'll have some people. Because I know that they're not all at the Blessing Seminar.
Right.
I know we have more Blessing Givers and more non-Blessing Givers as well. Non-official Blessing Givers, I should say. We all bless people in our own way. All right, here we go. I see Maura and I think that's Heidi, but I'm not sure. So let's take Maura. She's first. Okay, Maura, you're on. Can you?
Yeah, hi. It's Jenny.
Hi, Maura. Yes, it is.
yes, I'm on. I just got on. And I share your excitement. I've been feeling more this kind of energy all week too, or most of the week, and the closer it got. So anyway, it's nice to hear your voice, and I'll let you go on to the next caller.
Oh, thank you, Maura.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
When do they come on? Just on time for the blessing?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, this is going to be just great.
It will be.
Yeah. Thanks, Jenny.
Thank you, Maura.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been feeling kind of like celebratory, you know. I it's almost like part of me is there. And it's a wonderful feeling. And also it brings back, you know, wonderful memories of the last day in the Blessing Seminar when we finally got to do the blessing. We learned the protocol and we got to do it all together for the first time. It was just so magical. And that's what everybody right now at the seminar is anticipating. So.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah, it was very exhilarating for me at the seminar. But I have to just say also this last week, the last few days, I've been feeling that energy in my body, of that connection with the Blessing Givers, which, wow, it's pretty incredible, isn't it, you guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was done.
Yeah, I was thinking, well, it's almost like it happened simultaneously. Like I was feeling something and I thought, what is this feeling? And then I remembered the blessing was going on and, the seminar, and I thought, oh my goodness, that's probably it. So let's see. Let's take the next caller here. I believe this Heidi, is that you? You're on, whoever you are.
It is. I just wanted to celebrate the three of you and thank you so much for stepping in for Glenda. And I've been smiling all day. It's weird. I even like be in the bathroom, look in the mirror, just glance, I'd be like, I'm smiling. It's definitely an energy connection, so it's a really great gift, but I just really appreciate all the work that you all do, so I just wanted to extend my gratitude, and that's all I pass.
Oh, thanks, Heidi.
Yes, thank you, Heidi, and we love your contribution on the calls.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Your energy certainly contributes just as much as all of our energies to this wonderful community and to the world, the community of the world. Yeah.
Thanks so much for saying that. I've really been being changed because of these calls. I feel like I'm slowly healing, and I don't know what else to point to other than this and the fact that you, Blessing Givers, were there for me the time I dared be the most vulnerable, and the change since then is truly a miracle, and I won't be able to thank you. God's going to have to. It's just too big of a deal. So thank you, and I pass.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Okay, let's see. We've got area code 218. You're on.
Hi, this is Jerome up in the land of the snow in Alaska by Minnesota.
Well, hi, Jerome.
Yes, but I just, my heart keeps smiling, and I'm rereading Love Without End and the Keys of Yeshua again, and I just join you all with just the most light, compassion, love, peace, and joy that we can imagine from the universe of everything. I just love you all, and my heart keeps smiling, and I just feel gratitude, thanksgiving, appreciation, forgiveness, and oneness, and wholeness for all of you, and I just love you all and just send you the greatest blessings of spirit that I can ever feel in my life. So thank you all. I hope to get there next year.
Well, right back to you.
Okay, thanks.
I couldn't have said it better myself, so I'm just going to reflect it back.
Okay.
Oh, I love it. And Jerome, I remember your voice from some of the classes years ago, and I have to say every time you come on, just hearing your voice makes me laugh and smile.
Thank you. All the best to you.
Love you.
Okay, love you.
Love you. So, if anybody else out there wants to come on and chat, share any blessings that they've received lately or in the past, or any experiences of the blessings, or anything that they want to contribute, feel free to call in, or rather press *6 and then 1. Oh, great. We have another caller here from... area code 774.
Oops. Hi, Jen. Is that Darlene?
Sorry,
yes,
Darlene.
It is.
There was a delay. Hi, Darlene.
It's Darlene. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi,
Jenny and Pam and Cecilia. How you doing?
Good.
Good. And Jenny, I just want to let you know today I'm feeling better.
Oh, I'm
finally.
So glad.
I don't know what was wrong with me. I'm a little tired, but I am feeling better today. So I've actually been up and about and doing things, and I was excited and looking forward to this call today. And I do have a question. Are we supposed to do the blessing with them today or receive the blessing? Or is it a choice?
It's a choice. And, yeah, whatever your heart tells you would be the best thing to do. I think if you're wanting to receive that, certainly would be fabulous to feel the energy either way, to do the blessing or to receive.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't, I just, while I was listening to you guys talking, it occurred to me that I didn't know if we were to receive it or be in communion with it. So, okay, that answers my question.
Yeah, I think either way you will be in communion with it, whether you give it or receive it. So, but unless Glenda mentioned something specifically, yeah, I think it's a choice. And I think either way it's going to be amazing to do the blessing with so many people at the same time. I mean, this is kind of a unique experience. So, or at least all together in the same room. You know, I'm sure many of us from where we are will do blessings in unison, but to have so many people in one room, wow. I'm thinking of electricity, lightning, fire.
Yeah, I remember how excited I was when that first seminar. It was very exciting, and Glenda did the same thing. She, I think she had trouble, but she had that when we were doing conveying the blessing, she had that available to whoever was listening, so that was nice. And it's great that she's continuing to do that.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to make the next one myself.
Me too.
Again.
Yes, I am curious about that because of the last email, Glenda talking about blessing givers being able to teach the blessing, but we have to attend two blessing seminars, I guess. So I need for Glenda to confirm that so I can make arrangements to do what's necessary to become a teacher of the blessing also. So I would just like that cleared up, and hopefully she'll address that. And then we can all be at this next blessing seminar again, which would be great to see everybody again.
Yes.
I know. That would be fun. I know that I was at the first one with you, Darlene. This is Tammy. And
hi, Tammy.
Hi. Everybody got to know you really, really well because you were up on the stage there for a little while, weren't you?
I was.
Yes, you were.
I was. Yes, I was. That was fun. That was fun. And that was nice because that gave me an opportunity to really meet, you know, people were coming up to me and so it was nice because I got to connect with more people than I probably would have.
Yeah.
So it was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was there.
So hopefully we'll do that again. Hopefully we'll do that again. And if that's, you know, definitely a requirement that we have to attend in person, or maybe, you know, she could do some kind of webinar. Also, and maybe that would make it a little bit more affordable for some of us. But whatever.
Great. I think
yeah.
You should make that suggestion. Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, that's a good idea because it is expensive with the airfare and the weekend and the hotel and the food and then the cost of the seminar itself. So if that's an option for us, that would be great. Although, I would love to see everybody in person again. So I think
yeah.
I would try to work toward trying to get there. And maybe we can all just rent one big room and share it. We can all bunk in together.
And jump on the bed.
Yes. And somebody had a party in their room that I went to. I'm trying to think whose room it was in.
There's nothing like having, feeling the other people right next to you and having that contact. It's something else. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, so that would be nice. That would be nice. And maybe I'll shoot an email to Glenda so she can clarify that and even suggest we can all do that. And maybe if she could set up a webinar for those who can't physically make it, but can do the webinar, and if that is sufficient. So that would be great. That would be great because, and then we can start teaching the blessing. I know, Jenny knows about this, but this year I'm going to be offering what I call blessings or prayers in the park and at the beach. And I'm going to be doing that this year to just use more people to the blessings. And hopefully that will just, you know, energetically, you know, draw people who are looking and searching and feel, you know, drawn to the blessing, you know, if it's in a public place like that. And here where I live, there's a wonderful park here where you can go and facilitate this, and it doesn't cost anything, and you can actually have some privacy. And even some of the beach areas here some of the public beaches here have areas where you can be on the grass and even undercover and do these blessings. So I am going to be doing that this year, and I'm looking forward to see how many people do show up. And it should be interesting because when I do offer the blessings here, I find people who are maybe already in business, who already, you know, healers or doing your readings or anything, they're apprehensive about me coming to do a blessing because they're running a business and they're concerned about making money. And I offer the blessing for free and it doesn't seem to fit in with what they're doing, so I'm kind of rejected whenever I've offered to facilitate the blessing in public. No one has accepted my invitation. So I remember I was talking with, and Barbara's been telling me this for 2 years, Barbara Irving, and she said, you go out there and do it for yourself. And she's right. She says, you just need to go out there and do it. You know, whatever it is you need to do, just do it, and it'll be blessed, and you'll be fine, and don't be afraid of it. And she's right. And so this year I'm making a commitment to myself and to God that I am going to facilitate these blessings out in the open at the beach and at the park. And I'm just leave the rest in God's hands. And hopefully I'll be able to, you know, that will generate some people who will become blessing givers. So that would be great.
Yes. Oh, that's just so beautiful, Darlene. That's exactly. I think Barbara was right on about that, and you are about just doing it and then allowing God to do the rest, you know, just starting off and doing it from your heart. And what a, yeah. I can't imagine a better place to do it than outside in the park.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. That's what I do it. There are two places I want to facilitate. And, you know, I want to do it a beach that I'll be doing it at and a park. And hopefully it will have a great turnout. So I'm looking forward to it. I figure, you know, I remember looking at videos of Glenda when I first was introduced to her, and I looked at some of her old videos, and she had some very small groups she was speaking to. You know, when people first start out, sometimes there's only a couple of people. I think even Deepak Chopra didn't have quite the audience when he started, so...
Great. Well, call back after you do it and let us know how it goes, or even before you do it.
Yeah, I will. Oh, well, yeah, you know I'll be in touch with you, Jenny. And you know what? I'll let everybody know how it goes. I'll let you know when I'm doing it, my first one, and through the website and Facebook. And then I'll come back and tell you how it went. I'll let you know whether one person showed up or 100. So we'll see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great. So we have...
Okay, so let somebody else come in. All right. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
I was just going to say that it, you know, starts with one heart at a time. And it kind of, you know, grows like fire. You know, it's just you touch one person's heart at a time and hopefully they will share their blessing with someone else and so forth and so on. And in a way, I think that's how we all ended up here because someone in some way shared the deep blessings that they received from Glenda's work and we were led to it.
Yes, yes. Thank you. So we have another caller here. I don't know if this is Eva, but it's area code 856.
Hi, yes, it is Eva.
Come on. Hi, Eva.
On the other coast, New Jersey. I'm assuming, is Darlene from California?
No, she's on the east with you.
Oh, really? Where is that?
Near Boston, I believe.
The park and the beach, and I thought, oh, I wonder where this beach is. Okay, well, maybe I can, I don't know if that would be on the website, or do you know where she lives?
Yeah, I know where she lives. Let's see, you know, you can probably contact her on the special website that the Blessing Givers have.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of, that I possibly could do that. Yeah, because I don't know where she is. I was just thinking, I know that there are Blessing Givers in California that speak about going to the beach, and it always sounds very nice. Yes, I was thinking about what you were, when you were discussing about being there for a second time, and I remember that Glenda did say that, that we needed to be at a Blessing seminar twice in order to, and then my understanding was that then we would join a webinar to get further instruction, is what I remember her saying. So I think there is something very special about, I know that it's possible to connect and there really is no time and space, but for me sometimes it's hard to, even though I did feel like I was tuning into the Blessing Seminar this weekend, it's, for me, it's not, I don't think, quite the same as actually being there. And so I'm hoping that I will be able to do that again and experience the live experience with everybody. But I know that these blessings have helped me tremendously, as I think, you know, I can tell from hearing other people as well. So I'm hoping that more of us can get together. And I, when you're talking about one at a time, I appreciated that because, yes, that's what we really need to work on and remember that the one person is important. And I was just thinking when you were talking about that, that I remembered that somebody introduced my husband to Love Without End, and then we read it and introduced some other people to Love Without End, and it just grows. And yet here where I'm living, there's still not a whole lot of people that I can get together with and really talk about these things. And I can understand when Darlene was talking about people not really accepting the idea of the blessing. I think that it's just not understood because this kind of thing hasn't been talked about, even though it's there in Scripture, but it's not explicit, and the Christianity has sort of taken a different approach. Somebody said, some time ago I heard somebody say that Christianity lost its right brain during the, like, several hundred years after, I think, maybe the Council of Nicaea. I thought that was kind of interesting. And So I'm hoping that, you know, that can come back again. And that we can again find this in Christian churches. Maybe other people's experience is different than mine, but I'm not finding what I know from Glenda and Love Without End. I'm not finding in the greater body of Christianity, which I would like to see. And so, anyway, I'm just kind of rambling here, but I'm hoping that we will be able to possibly facilitate that kind of a, what should I call it? The word that's coming to me is revival. My old Christian background. That should be able to bring, you know, to bring this kind of thing, the truth, that the truth that Jesus, I believe, taught at the time to his disciples that was just sort of waylaid as time went on.
Mm-hmm.
People really not understanding it.
Yeah, I believe we are reviving, you know, as blessing givers and blessing receivers. And I believe that you know, we just follow our love, and we don't have to worry necessarily about, well, don't have to worry is a figure of speech, but don't have to worry about bringing everybody along, because it will just happen naturally, I believe, as we're following our path and our love, and people will be swept away in the river of love, or when the tide comes in, the tide of love, I suppose.
That's really great. Because I think I often would think, well, I want these people to know, you know, I want to be able to share, but then I have to remember that everybody experiences God differently, and it doesn't mean that one is right and one is wrong. But I like the light of love. Cool. That sounds good.
Great. Thank you so much, Eva.
Sure, you're welcome. Great to be with you all, and I was glad to hear Maura. I was thinking about you, Maura, this morning when I was doing my blessing, and I thought, I wonder if Maura got to the blessing seminar or not. I guess not, just like me and the rest of us that are here. But I still experienced the blessing in a great way, and I'm happy about that.
Yeah. Speaking of the blessing, I think is someone calling in here? Chris, I'm not sure if they're ready to do the blessing actually right now. Let's see, who's?
It's me, Chris.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Oh. So you're right, we're not quite ready. We're doing our last little run-through, and then I'll carry the phone in, give it to Linda, and she'll do an invocation. It's been an absolutely amazing blessing seminar, as you can imagine. We were going to try to do the blessing out by the coast or by the water, but it's raining outside, so we're going to do it inside and just keep it in our minds that we're also blessing the water. But it's going to be a few more minutes, and then we'll be ready to do the invocation and do the blessing. So y'all carry on for a moment.
Okay, great. Thanks. I think we do have another caller here, so I'm glad that we'll be able to take you. Caller from 608, I believe.
Hi, this is Beverly from Wisconsin. Hi. I'll be brief. I just wanted to let you all know that there are several of us here in Wisconsin that are connecting with some body of water, be it a creek, a stream, a lake, whatever. I'm also going to infuse a glass of water during the blessing so that I can bless our land and bless some water nearby as well, because it's too cold here to actually go right out in the water. So I just wanted to give you a heads up on that, and also let everyone know that for me, it's been a week of incredible blessings already. So this is a very powerful seminar, and I'm very grateful to all of you and to our new blessing givers as well. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. That's so great that you're all connected there doing this in the one heart.
Yes, it's amazing. Well, thank you for what you're doing on that end, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Beverly.
Bye, thank you.
Okay, there we go. Looks like we don't have any callers at the moment anymore.
I can say a few more words, Jenny.
Go ahead. Oh, I didn't know you were still there. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, I've been on mute. I'm watching the proceedings going on inside. They're just sending out a transmission. So, but you know, it's the practice session, and we're getting ready to now gear up and do the blessing. So, I just want to say that we feel everybody's intentions coming at us. I mean, the vibration and the energy in here has been rather incredible. And as you know, the second day is where we just do so much releasing and so much expressing of going to that zero point. Sorry. And just surrendering into the arms of the Father, that it's difficult to stay on time. So it'll be a few more minutes and we'll be ready.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris. Hey, Jenny.
Yeah?
There is one more person on your Q&A board. Janet. It's hard to get to it, though. I don't know how you're going to get to it, but I can see it. So,
I keep scrolling down, but I'm not seeing how to open it up.
Jen.
Yeah.
This is Chris. I'm about to hand it over to Glenda. Y'all guys ready?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. I am so excited to be here. Jenny, do we have the lines open where everyone can hear? Jenny, I can't hear you.
Oh, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now just fine. I guess my ear wasn't over his receiver.
Okay.
Yes.
We're all
okay.
Here.
Excited. Okay. Everyone wants to say hello to our group. Okay. They are so ready and eager. Okay.
I think we lost you, Glenda. Well, let's see if she comes back.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at my...
so much energy, it blew a fuse.
Yeah.
Well, I seem to recall maybe it was it the last blessing seminar or the one before that where something happened and we lost her and we couldn't hear anything. So at least we got something this time.
Right.
Are you guys there?
Oh.
Yeah, we can't hear though.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you, but nobody else.
Oh, well.
You're muted.
Can I give you back to Glenda?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to hit this button this time. That way.
Okay, Jenny, you can hear
We're
me?
We're here. Yeah, I can hear
you now.
Okay,
can the group hear us?
I believe
you can hear
so.
Me.
Why?
Yes,
we... Everyone should
okay,
be able to hear
I want
you.
The group to say hello because they're our group. Say hello again.
Hello.
Okay. We are so eager and we feel so privileged to be here. We have just completed our seminar and we are so filled with the spirit of Yeshua, the Holy Spirit, and God the Creator. We are in bliss. We are truly in bliss and filled with the Spirit. And we want to express our greatest love to all of you that you have chosen us to offer a blessing for you. Now, I would like to begin with our invocation to Yeshua, and then we will begin our blessing. So, dear Yeshua, you have given us such a privilege today, such an honor to take all of these new blessing givers into your work to be new apostles upon this earth. We thank you for those who returned and stewarded the energy into the next generation of blessing givers. And we thank you so much for the love and support of all of those who are in our blessing community. And for a hungry world that needs us and needs our blessing. We ask that you carry our blessing to all who need it, to the hungry, the sick, the lonely, and also the triumphant, those who want to be cheered on to greater and better work. We offer blessings to all, and we ask in your name that your love, the power of the Holy Spirit, and the great gift of God be forwarded on to humanity for our greater fulfillment. Amen. The energetic conveyance is complete. Now, everyone go and rest for at least 7 minutes. It's okay if you fall asleep. The important thing is you don't think. You just absorb and allow it to be all that it can be for you. Allow it to be your nourishment, your sacred food of the spirit, your union with God. Allow the Holy Spirit to work through you as it knows how to do. Amen.